Yetzer ish loy b'sayif. A man may not go out with a sword, v'loy b'keshes, nor with a bow, v'loy b'sris, nor with a shield, v'loy b'ala, nor with a club, v'loy b'roimach, nor with a spear. V'm yotze chayev chatas. And if he did go out with one of these weapons, he is obligated to bring a karma chatas. The Talmud Kama holds that weapons are neither a malbush, a garment, nor a tachshit, an adornment, but a masa, a burden, and are also midaraisa. Rebbe Elazar Omer, tachshit nein loy. Rebbe Elazar holds that they are not a burden, but a tachshit. The Tanna Kama holds that since the pasuk says "V'chisesu chavoysam le'itim v'chaninoseim le'mazmeris lo yisa goy al goy chere v'lo yumadu oy melchama," that in the end of days people will not need weapons because there will be no more war, weapons cannot be considered an adornment. As the Gemara elaborates, the Chum said to Rebbe Elazar, "V'chimeachar detachshid nein loy nevnei mahim b'tein le'mayis Mashiach." If weapons are considered to be a tachshid, why would they become obsolete in the times of Mashiach? But let them remain in existence as an adornment. Amar Abaye explains the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. It's similar to a lamp in broad daylight, as Rashi explains. Since it is useless, it is not attractive. Simply, weapons in time of no war have no appeal at all. Rashi continues. However, Rebbe Elazar holds, in current times in which we do have wars, weapons are indeed a tachshit. The Gemara points out that the idea that there will be no more war in Yemei Mashiach accords with the opinion of Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, who says, "Kol Navim lo nisnabu el Yemei Mashiach, aval oil mabo ayin lo yirasa lekim zulasecha." All the prophecies were about the days of Mashiach, but Olam Haba is something no human being has ever envisioned. Shmuel, however, says, "Ein ben oil mazel Yemei Mashiach el shibi golias bilvad." The only difference between the world as we know it and Yemei Mashiach is that Klal Yisrael will no longer be in Golas. If so, weapons will still be useful. The pasuk in Yeshayah, which says there will be no war, is referring to the later era of Olam Haba. The Gemara cites another version of the Braisa in which Rebbe Elazar answered, "Af le'maisa Mashiach in a b'teilim." Indeed, even then, weapons will not be eliminated. This version is in accord with Shmuel and disagrees with Rebbe Chiya bar Abba. The source for Rebbe Elazar's opinion that a weapon is a tachshid, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Gird your sword on your thigh, mighty one, your glory and splendor." Although this pasuk is expounded as referring to Divrei Torah, as Rashi explains, to teach the importance of reviewing and remembering one's Torah learning, so that it's always readily available as a sword by one's side, ein mikro yetzim lepshutai, the simple reading of a pasuk always remains, in this case, that the sword is the glory of the warrior. Rav Kahana commented, "By age 18, I knew all of Shas, but did not know the rule of a mikro yetzim lepshutai." He meant to teach us that ligmer inish v'hada lizber, a person should first learn a lot of material and only afterward try to understand everything. The Gemara proceeds to teach several additional lessonings about Torah learning. When Talmid Chacham learn together lishma and with humility, they will be successful. People who are maiminimba, learn Torah with precision, similar to the right hand which performs more accurately, will merit long life, wealth, and honor. As the pasuk says, two Talmid Chacham who speak nicely to each other while learning and seek to learn from one another will merit that Hashem will listen to them. The Gemara lists four more things that we learn from teachings of Rish Lakish. Hashem loves when Talmid Chacham try to get together to learn after they have learned the basics of the sugya from their Rebbe, but now have no Rebbe to learn from. It is better to give a loan than to give tzedakah, and even better to give somebody merchandise to do business with and earn a living. Better to attach yourself to a Tama Chacham who does not have perfect midos than to an Ama Aretz who has very fine midos. Kol Magadl Kelav Rabbi Teich Beisoy, Moinei Chesed Meteich Beisoy. One who raises a bad dog in his house withholds chesed from his house, as Rashi explains, She'enem aniyach ha'aniyam lovei lefischoy. It will not allow poor people to approach his door. The Gemara then tells the story of a woman who miscarried because a dog barked at her. Although she later learned that the dog's teeth were removed, it was too late. The Gemara next returns to the halachas of the Mishnah, which says, "Bidus tohira v'yitzim b'shabbos, kevalim tmeim v'ein yitzim b'hen b'shabbos." We have two items which differ regarding two halachas. Bidus is not susceptible to tumah and may be worn on Shabbos. Kevalim are susceptible to tumah and may not be worn on Shabbos. The Gemara tries to identify the difference between these two items. The Gemara concludes that Beerus is a garter, a single leg band. Kavalim are two leg bands connected by a gold chain. The function of the leg band was to hold up the stockings. The reason that Beerus is not Mekabel Tumah is because only a kli which serves the person directly is Mekabel Tumah. But a kli which serves another kli, such as the garter which serves the stocking, is not Mekabel Tumah. The Beerus may be worn on Shabbos because it's part of the woman's clothing and not a maser. There is also no concern of her removing it to show it because of a fear that the stocking might slip down, exposing her leg. Regarding Kavalim, the function of the chain was to shorten the steps of a certain family whose women would lose their besulim because of their unusually long stride. Therefore, the kavalim are makabel tumah because they serve the person to shorten her stride. The kavalim may not be worn on Shabbos because the chain was made of gold, which she might remove to show off, and the stockings will not slip down because she will only remove the chain and leave the leg band in place. The daf concludes by teaching that something woven of any size, something that is an ornament of any size, or something that is a combination of woven and an ornament of any size can be Mekabel Tumah. We initially thought we can derive the fact that small woven items can be Mekabel Tumah from the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, but rejected this limud since the tzitz was not woven at all. It was a golden plate, as the Braisa teaches. Tzitz can be tashel zav, v'reichiv shtei atzbois, u'mukuv mi'ozen le'ozen. The tzitz was a golden plate of two finger breadths, which covered the forehead from ear to ear. The chosav lav bebeis shitin yud hey lamaila v'koydish lamed lamata, and on two lines was inscribed koydish liyadid, according to Rashi in the following manner: yadid on the upper line, koydish lamed directly below it. According to Tosfos, yadid was on the left side or end of the upper line, and koydish lamed was on the right side or beginning of the lower line. Yiratzin shiyabana besamigdash. I'm here with you, man.